Key points from New South Wales Health and COVID-19 for Friday, 22nd of October, 2021. Across New South Wales, there have now been more than 11.88 million vaccines administered. 92.7% of people over 16 have received a first dose, and 83% are fully vaccinated. 76.6% of 12 to 15-year-olds have received one dose, and 43.5% are now fully vaccinated. There were 345 locally acquired cases of COVID-19 reported in New South Wales in the 24 hours to 8 p.m. last night. Sadly, 5 people have died. Thank you to everyone in the community for getting vaccinated. Vaccination is our best protection against COVID-19, and most people currently being treated for COVID-19 in intensive care units have not been vaccinated. If you haven't received your COVID-19 vaccination, please come forward. It has never been easier to access a vaccine. Please continue to isolate and come forward for testing if you have any symptoms or are a close or casual contact of a person with COVID-19. This is crucial even if you are fully vaccinated. We are concerned about sewage detection in areas with no known cases, including Leeton, Moree, Guira, Quirindi, Old Bar, Harrington, and Barora. Everyone in these areas is strongly urged to monitor for the onset of symptoms. Until November 1, people entering New South Wales from Victoria will need to complete a declaration and adhere to stay-at-home rules for 14 days. From November 1, an unvaccinated person who has been in Victoria in the previous 14 days will not be able to enter New South Wales for a holiday or recreation. This weekend, there are more than 40 walk-in vaccination clinics for 12 to 15-year-old across the state. Thank you to everyone for getting vaccinated, following the health advice, and continuing to come forward to get tested.